WTN.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And
good
I think
morning,
to myself,
and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We can help you with the garden. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Alden on the line who's calling about a clivia.
Alden, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with the clivia today?
Good morning, Paul. Somebody gave my daughter a couple years ago a clivia, and it was in bloom, and then, of course, the bloom died, and she was going to throw it away, so she gave it to me. And I've got it. The leaves are coming up. I have a new leaves, but no blooms yet, and that was about 2 years ago.
Okay.
I keep it in the sun in the morning and the shade in the afternoon.
Okay. During the winter, from September to May, it can have full sun all day.
Oh, all right.
It can really have full sun, just like orchids. Everybody thinks that orchids can't take that sun. I was talking to an orchid grower in Florida, and he said, well, there's a big difference between New England and Florida. In Florida, orchids have to be in a light shade. In New England, orchids can be in full sun all fall, all winter, and into the early spring. And he said, if you can put them during June, July, and August in morning sun and shade in the afternoon, they'll be beautiful. And I would do the same thing with that clivia. Now, how often and what are you using for a fertilizer, Alden?
The only thing I put in was some Osmocote.
Okay. And you do that a couple times a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have you repotted it?
I have put it in a larger pot, yes.
Okay. Clivia is a very unique plant, and I don't know of any other plant like it. It will only flower when the plant feels tight in that pot.
Oh, the roots are on top.
So by you repotting it, you gave it a lot of room. It's going to grow. It's going to get bigger, but it probably will not flower. So what I would do is get into the routine of feeding it every couple of weeks with a liquid food like Neptune's Harvest or Miracle-Gro.
Yeah.
And then put it outside for the summer. I take the orchids that I have in the house right now, and I put it on the back side of my house. It gets some really early sun for maybe an hour or two, and it gets some late in the day sun, maybe like around 5, 6 o'clock. But the rest of the day, it's shade from the house itself. And I put them outside like the 15th of May, and they stay outside until the kids go back to school. And then I put them in a south-facing window. So I think I would try that. But I'll tell you, when you bring plants outside for the summer, they love it. You do bring it outside?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Then, you know, because you repotted it, that's going to slow it down.
Yeah.
But, you know, if try and put it into a south-facing window or that really hot, hot sun. Try and feed it every couple of weeks, and I'd be willing to bet you're going to see something happen, but you're going to have to wait at least another year.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Paul, and have
okay.
a nice holiday.
You too. Thank you, Alden. Bye-bye. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Teresa on the line calling about an apple tree.
Teresa, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I live in Sanford, Maine.
Yes.
And we have three apple trees. The largest one, they did have scab this year, and we listened to you, and we did rake up all the leaves and discarded them. But when we were pruning the largest tree, I noticed on the trunk from the ground practically to the top were all these little holes in a straight line right around the trunk. Hello. They look like somebody took a nice pick and just went around the tree.
Okay.
Little tiny holes all the way around the tree, and they're about an inch and a half or 2 inches away from each other, and they go right up the tree.
Yep.
And on some of the larger branches.
Okay.
The main trunk.
I saw this at my son's house. My son Matthew lives in Florida, and we went to see him last year during February, and he said, "Dad, I got this weird thing. I don't know what it is." And he had a row of trees, and we went to took a look at them, and like you said, there were rows, and sometimes as many as six or seven or eight holes about the size of an ice pick, spaced about a half an inch apart.
Oh, these are little. There's more than six or eight. I mean, there's dozens, and they go right around in a ring on the tree, right around the trunk.
Just
like you put a chain and pulled it and made indentations. You know, that's what it looks like, and they're only like a half inch or so apart, even a quarter of an inch in some areas.
Right. Well, he had this, and he had them in row, like you said, all the way around the tree, somewhere vertical up and down. So
I didn't notice that. These were rings.
Yeah, we started looking at it. Now, if it's just little individual holes, what we found that was happening to his tree, because it was all up and down the stem, he had, it was either a woodpecker or, and I wasn't quite sure, it looked like a sap sucker, which is a bird called a sap sucker. And he's drilling these holes, getting nourishment from the tree, and also looking for insects. So I said, let's try something. And there was one tree that had quite a few. But it had a couple of branches that hadn't even been touched yet. So what we did is we took some Vicks VapoRub, and I put it on my hand, and I rubbed like a 6-foot section of the branch. Went all the way around it, worked it into the bark, and we left it alone. And we were there at his house for about 3 weeks, and when we left, we went back and we looked at that branch, and just above where I didn't put the Vicks, they were starting to make holes again. So why don't you try in the spring? To me, it's not a rodent. It's not a chipmunk, because they would chew the bark right off. They wouldn't make individual holes. So it's some type of a bird, like a woodpecker or a sapsucker, and in the spring, when they get active again, rub some Vicks VapoRub on that trunk where they are digging, into the tree and see what that does. It worked very good at Matthew's house, and I'm sure it will do the same thing for you. They're digging at that tree for nourishment or looking for insects. And I think once they land on the VIX, they don't want like the feel of it, and they definitely will not like the taste of it. And these little holes will not kill the tree. If it was chewing the bark all the way around, then that would cut the actual water tubes, and that would hurt it. But individual holes like that will not kill the tree. And I think if you just did the VIX in the spring, that will solve the problem. Give it a try. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Linda on the line, who's calling about a lilac.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning to you, and thank you. My daughter gave me a lilac tree from Arbor Day, and it's still in the package it came in. But
okay.
No growing instructions, and it's got about 3 to 4 inches of new growth leaves. I don't know what to do with
it. They just sent it to you now?
We were down there a couple of weeks ago when she gave it to us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Then what you're going to have to do, Linda, is you're going to have to treat that like a house plant. So take it out of the plastic bag and put it in just a regular plastic pot, like a 6-inch plastic pot with general purpose potting soil. And it doesn't have to be in a south facing window, an east or west window, and treat it like a house plant. And then in the spring, when the weather warms up, in late April, early May, then plant it directly in your garden. But if you put it out in the yard right now with this cold weather, it's going to die for you. So it's going to be a house plant until spring. 800-259-9231.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. 1 quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1205.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1238.08, 619.04 for a half ounce, or 309.52 for the quarter ounce. That's 1238.08, 619.04, and 309.52.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Morning. Welcome to the Paul Penn Garden Club. Now, if we can help you with your indoor plants, with your garden, if you've had problems with trees or shrubs or your lawn in the past, call right now, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ann on the line who's calling about a rhododendron and also a question about the upside-down tomato planters.
Okay. Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, Paul. Thank you
Merry
for taking
Christmas
my call.
To you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Regarding my rhododendron, is it too late for me to trim that back?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, if you want to do a little bit of trimming now, excuse me, Ann.
It would be basically the upper part.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to trim it and you want to use the leaves to decorate window boxes or to make centerpieces or something like that, great. But a major pruning, you should wait until we get into late March, early April. It's just if we have a really windy and sunny winter, you could have some major dieback. So if, say, you cut it back, you could have to cut it back again another foot or more and lose all of those buds.
Right.
So wait. And the other thing, too, is look at the plant, and the big fat buds are flowers.
Right.
The best time to prune that plant is when it finishes flowering.
Oh,
so rhododendrons flower. When they get done blooming, then they make new growth. So as soon as you see that the flowers are starting to look a little tired, then cut it back, and then it will respond much, much better.
Oh, okay, super. It's kind of a special bush. It's in front of my house, and the cardinals, they come every year, and they nest in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
My other question, Paul, is the indoor upside-down tomato plant.
Yes.
And I don't know anybody who's tried them. Have you tried growing them in the house? And if so, do they bear good tomatoes?
Yeah, you mean it? Did yours come with seeds?
I didn't purchase it yet. I saw it in one of the pharmacies. It's in a box.
Yeah.
So
you would do is you fill your container with soil,
uh-huh,
and you start the seedlings. So you would start the seedlings in either a seed tray or in individual pots. And once your seedling gets to be about 3 inches, 4 inches tall, then you would plant it in that upside down planter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tomatoes do not need bees for pollination. Tomatoes are pollinated with the wind.
Oh.
So all you need to do, I mean, I was amazed at this. From my first year in college, I was at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, and where I was taking a course on vegetable gardening, and it was the middle of winter. And my teacher said, tomorrow we're going to go to visit a big tomato range about 10 minutes from the university. And we went in there, and I said to the man, I said, how can you grow tomatoes in the middle of winter? You don't have any bees. And he said, what we do is 3 times a day, we shake the plants.
Oh,
and they
really?
They will literally shake the plant, and when you shake it, the flower rings just like a bell.
No kidding.
And in that
really?
Ringing process, the pollen is stirred around. And if you got accustomed to growing tomatoes in your garden, if you went out every morning and gently shook the plant, you'd have more tomatoes per cluster than if you just left it alone.
I never knew that. Wow. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Have you tried this upside down plant?
I did. I grew some in the backyard. I mean, they're not as big or not as productive as growing them into a pot.
Uh-huh.
But it's a fun thing.
Is it?
And you grow. I grew a tomato that only grew to be about 2 to 2.5 inches,
uh-huh,
and that
was
plant
it juicy?
Is. Yeah, it was juicy. You've got to, it's something that you've got to water just about every day. I fertilized it every week, and they did absolutely wonderful. But it's kind of a novelty thing, and it's an awful lot of fun to see these tomatoes hanging from a container. Thank you.
Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all 3 pack lights have gone through 2 hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with 2 high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, It was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The Pack Light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a Pack Light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Christmas season is just around the corner, and that means it's time for a Christmas tree. Order your tree from FreshChristmasTree.com, and it will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Unlike other Christmas tree stores, these trees are raised on a family farm and fresh cut prior to shipping. From fragrant firs to hardy spruce, you can find the perfect Christmas tree at FreshChristmasTree.com. It will deliver anywhere. Make sure you check out their other Christmas products, including Adopt a Tree program. You can watch your own Christmas tree grow for only $25 per year. Order your Christmas tree online at FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001. Place your order soon because they sold out last 3 years. Mention you heard this on the radio, and it will throw in a free Christmas tree ornament with every Christmas tree order. Visit FreshChristmasTree.com or call 304-895-3001 today.
Club. Our phone number is toll-free, so if you have a question, give us a call. We have an open line right now, 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call, and he'll get you set up. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Anne Marie on the line, who's got a question about begonias.
Anne Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and Merry Christmas. This is my first
Merry
call,
Christmas.
Even though I listen to you every week.
Well, thank you.
I have a question about begonias. They're large leaf, sort of cabbage-looking, big leaf begonia. And
yeah.
I have them in York, Maine, in a eastern exposure on the windowsill. They're not blooming since the day I bought them with blooms. They've never gotten a bloom in a year and a half.
Oh, wow. They should have some type of flowers. Are you feeding them at all, Anne-Marie?
No. What should I feed it?
Well, if are you at this house every day, or is it every now and then?
Once a week. And I usually just water it every weekend. It's in a container with no drainage. And when I purchased them, the florist said, keep it in the container with no drainage. It's good potting soil. Water it heavily once a week.
Okay. Now, when you look at the leaves, are they different colors?
They range from pale green to a reddish color, yes.
Okay. I wonder if they are what they call a Rex begonia.
Yes, I think so. Big leaves.
Yeah, okay. The Rex begonias are grown for their foliage rather than flowers, but they should also bloom for you. What I'd like to see you do, Anne-Marie, is this. When you go up to spend the day there and to water them and so forth, buy a container of a fertilizer called Osmocote. Osmocote is like little BBs. And you would put a teaspoon or a tablespoon. You'll have to read the package depending on the size of your container. But I always give it a little bit extra.
Osmocote.
Osmocote. And all of your garden centers will sell Osmocote. Or like a feed and grain store. Or a greenhouse, they will have it. And every time you water, when the pellet gets wet, it absorbs the water and sends out a liquefied fertilizer. And it will feed the plant for up to 6 months. And that should help it to produce a bloom. Now, that begonia traditionally will only flower with long days. And right now, your days are short, and they're getting shorter. It's going to be a while before they flower. But if you can start feeding them, you're going to encourage a lot of new leaves. And once we get into April and May, then you will get these little stalks that will come out with flowers about half to three-quarters of an inch in diameter on a tall stem in kind of a pinky color.
Yes, but, that's what it was when I bought them, long stems with the pink flowers.
Yeah. So what you have is a Rex. It's called a Rex begonia, but that particular plant will only flower during May through September when the days are long. But if you can start feeding it now, you'll help to build the energy that it takes to make the flower buds, and you'll have some blooms when spring arrives.
Feed it every weekend?
No, if you use Osmocote, it will, every time you water, it gets fed.
Okay, so you just put the Osmocote in every 6 months and water it every weekend?
Yes.
Should I keep it in the container that doesn't have drainage?
As long as you don't overwater. I mean, if the plant is good, it's healthy, it's green, and it's growing, leave it alone.
And eastern exposure is better than southern?
This time of the year, if you can move it to a southern exposure, it will like it even better because your days are short and the intensity of the sun is not as bright as it is during the summertime. So if you could take those begonias and when the kids go back to school in September to the time that you get ready to plant in your garden outside, in that period from September to May, it can get full sun all day.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your help, and I
enjoy
listening to your show.
Okay. You have a great Christmas. Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you're looking for a stocking stuffer that can be very helpful for older gardeners or friends that have a problem with their wrist, it's called a garden valve. And I bought one for my Aunt Ruth, who's passed away a couple of years now, but she couldn't turn the faucet on to water the garden. And the garden valve is you attach it to your spigot, you turn on the water full blast, and there's an on-off valve that you just lift or push down, and it was wonderful. She wanted water. She just lifted the valve open, the hose turned on, and she watered. When she was done, she pushed it down. I'll give you the website. It's just gardenvalve.com. And if you want to call, 781-837-1900. It's developed by a plumber for his mother who was having a problem doing the same thing. 781-837-1900. The Garden Valve. Okay, this time of the year, we want to keep our plants to bloom longer. Christmas cactus, for example, it's not a true cactus like from the desert. It's a tropical cactus. Now, because it's tropical, it does not like wet feet. If you give your Christmas cactus too much water, a couple things are going to happen. The first is you could notice a lot of buds dropping. And, you know, it's got all kinds of buds and flowers, and then the buds never open. They just fall. You're keeping it too wet. It could be there's no drainage in the bottom. During the non-blooming time of the year, if you overwater, you look at the stems, and they seem to have like a blue vein running through them. That's a sign of root damage from overwatering. And if you're not quite sure, turn the plant upside down, remove the pot, and look at the root ball. The roots should be white. If they're brown or have started to turn black, that means that they're sitting in water and they're just slowly suffocating. They're drowning in the moisture. And if that's the situation, put like two or three layers of paper towel on your kitchen countertop. Pull the plant out of the pot and set the root ball on the paper towel. The paper towel will act like a wick and it will pull the excess moisture out of the root ball, being that the pot is not on the root ball, the air can get to the soil, and let it sit like that for a whole day. And that will help to get the excess moisture out of it. And it makes a big difference. You can do that with any kind of a plant that you think that you've overwatered. But the first sign to look at is the color of the roots. A healthy root is a creamy white color. A root that's having problem is beginning to turn brown and then eventually to black and falling apart. And the number one killer of plants is too much water, where you're just spending too much TLC, as you can say. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Diane on the line, who's calling about raspberries and blackberries.
Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you. I have raspberry bushes that are very old, but they're still producing twice a year. And I got a blackberry bush about, maybe 3 years ago. And I really don't know how to handle it. This year was the best year, and I thought it was either from the rain, because we had a lot of rain, and I don't know whether to cut it all the way down or just let it go through the winter.
Well, for now, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Okay? When spring comes, what you want to do is to try and remove some of the older branches on that black raspberry. And
yeah,
if you look carefully, you're going to see some of the branches that have the remains of the fruit on it. You know, it's like a little hat that was on top of the raspberry.
Yes.
And any of those branches, cut those right down to the ground and leave the new branches, because the new ones are going to be the ones that are going to produce for you for next spring.
For now,
just leave them alone, Diane.
And the blackberry bush too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for the most part,
everything in your yard outside should just be left alone. The only thing that you would be working on in January or February would be if you have large trees and you want to do some thinning or opening them up a little bit to get more light. The best season for tree work is during the winter when there's no foliage, because the branches are not as heavy, and in the cutting of the branch process, the branch doesn't rip and pull the bark off the trunk of the tree as it breaks. Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Bob, who's calling about begonias.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. This has been a morning for begonias.
Good morning. I have some hanging baskets of the hanging begonias, and yes, they're still quite green, and I was wondering what I should do with them. They're still outside. Can I bring them in and keep them for the winter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely bring them in. Put them near a south-facing window where they're going to get plenty of light. If you could feed them once a month with a liquid fertilizer, Miracle Grow or the Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed fertilizer. Now, what I want you to do when you bring it in, take your finger, dig near the stem to see if it is a type of begonia that's grown by a bulb, or is it grown like a regular flowering plant? Because there's something called a wax begonia, and that's grown by seed or by cuttings. And then there are tuberous begonias.
That's what
these
are.
And when you dig down, pardon me?
That's what these are, the tuberous.
Okay. A tuberous begonia needs to have a rest period so that the bulb can just relax and prepare for next year. So the best thing for you to do is have the frost or the cold weather hit it. Once the foliage all turns black, cut it level to the soil, and then put that begonia in your basement for the winter. No water, nothing. And then in March, bring it upstairs, water it, liquid feed it, and it will start to grow all brand new. But a bulb needs a rest period.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them, and they're guaranteed for life. That's RadiusGarden.com, code PARENT.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Back to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number is toll free, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Wayne on the line, who's calling about hydrangeas.
Wayne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Last year, I cut back some hydrangeas because they were spindly and almost stick-like. I cut them just above new growth. But this past summer, we didn't get much in the way of flowers or blooms. And I'm wondering, when is the time to cut back? How far down? And I'm worried about the stems, this without the leaves on them, just kind of breaking off and then not having much of anything.
Okay. Well, you don't have to worry about the stems breaking, you know, unless you had some really had a really bad ice storm like we had here last year. But the time to prune your hydrangea is in the spring. You wait until the buds begin to burst open and you start to see green leaves beginning to unravel. And you need to leave three sets of buds that are producing foliage on that plant. And sometimes, you know, it may be as much as 15 to 18 inches of growth that you leave there. Because if we have a harsh winter, some of those buds are going to die. And this year has been really kind of strange because normally by now we've had some cold weather, these plants have been hibernating. And I was talking to some friends that live on Cape Cod, and their hydrangeas still have leaves on them at this point. So it's really kind of a crazy situation. I was decorating my blue spruce yesterday, and around the blue spruce, I had planted some dwarf sunflowers, and I was amazed. There must be 100 seedlings that were an inch to an inch and a half tall. Some of them had the first true set of leaves. They're all dead now because we got 6 inches of snow last night. But the weather is really crazy. So wait until the buds burst. You start to see green and leave 3 sets of buds minimum. And then you can cut back the top and you should be all set.
Okay, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. You have a great Christmas season. The other thing that you want to do, I mean, if you live off Cape or north of Providence, where the climate really begins to change quickly, is once the weather stabilizes here, if you could winterize those hydrangeas, and all you do is you take a piece of string, you tie one branch, you pull all the branches together, you wrap the string around it so that the plant looks like a big Hershey kiss, and stuff inside those branches and up against them shredded leaves, pine needles. You can put pine bark mulch around it, a mulch of some sort, but something to cover those branches to keep them out of the wind and out of the sun. And I found by doing that, it makes a big difference. Even when I lived south of Boston, we would cover the hydrangeas with about 15 to 18 inches of organic matter around it, and it did make a big, big difference. So, you know, give that a try. And this year, I mean, I had rose in bloom in my backyard on Thursday. You know, Wednesday, it was 72 degrees here in Maine, 68 on Thursday, 50 on Friday, and then we got 6 inches of snow on Saturday night and Sunday morning. So the weather's really kind of crazy. What are you going to do? If you're looking for a unique gift, think about the macroscope. The macroscope is like a binocular, but only one. And if you're traveling a lot, it takes half the weight and half the space. And it's great for a ball game. It's great for the theater. And they got a great website. It's called Close to Infinity. And if you want a phone number to call to get some information, it is 907-345-3259. And it makes a great gift. I had one for my grandfather. And especially during the winter, he loved to watch the birds and couldn't get outside because of the snow. He would just sit in his chair, take the macroscope and look out the window, and he could watch the birds like they were right there on the windowsill. I want you to have a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday. And remember, if you want to order a wreath, go on the internet, paulparent.com, order it, or you can call right now, 207-985-6972. Thank you. Bye-bye.